Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching is going to be on the believer's authority. Now, we will be teaching you the authority of the believer in Christ. If you're a Christian, you can do great and mighty things that most of us don't know. It took me a long time to learn this. Now, at the end of this teaching, there will be a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they will be free and postpaid. I hope you enjoy the teaching.
And then I said, now, Father, I want to call the devil that's right over here, the other attorney, the best attorney in the universe except for my brother Jesus. I want to call that beast in, and I've got a word for him. I know you said he's standing before the throne of God accusing us day and night. So I know he's right there. So I said, Satan, get yourself in here in the name of Jesus. I said, Luke 10:20 says, you have to be subject to me in the name of Jesus. I said, get in here. I have a word for you. I said, now, Satan, I take authority over you in the name of Jesus over this man that's down there, and I call that man's full name. I said, you have been blinding his mind to the gospel because the Word of God says so. I said, Satan, you are to withdraw your spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies. You are to stop blinding the mind of that man on earth in Jesus' name. I said, now then, I take authority over you, and you are to call off your demons, your spiritual wickedness in the heaven, and every demon on earth that's blinding his mind to the gospel. And I said, you're to call him off, and you're not to blind his mind no more in the name of Jesus. I said, do you understand me, Satan? That's the authority we have. So I said, now then you can go, devil. I said, now I'm going to stay up here in a few minutes and I'm just going to worship and praise the King for giving me power and authority over all the forces of darkness and putting Satan under my feet. I said, when I'm up in the third heaven, Satan, you and all of your wicked spirits is under my feet because you can't get up here where I am. Your spiritual wickedness is limited to the second heaven. Only you can come up here. And I said, so I'm taking authority over you in Jesus' name. I said, now, Father, it says nobody can be saved except they be drawn by the mighty, precious Holy Spirit. I said, Father, I ask you to send the Holy Spirit that's down on earth to that man, begin to convict that man of sin and woo him into the kingdom of God and draw him in. And Lord, as you convict him of sin, I ask you to send the proper labor, just like you said, into the harvest to tell that man about Jesus. Now, Lord, if I can be that labor, send me. But Lord, if I'm not that labor, I ask you to send the right one because you know exactly who the one is that can get that man saved. But I claim that man's spirit, soul, and body for you and for service under your kingdom forever. And it's done, Lord, because it's written in your word. So thank you, Lord, for saving his soul in Jesus' name. A couple of weeks later, this man walked into my office. I went in again early. And I'm sitting in there about 4 o'clock designing a computer program and putting some data entry in there. I'm brand new at this place. They just transferred me here, so I'm having to put all these programs together. They didn't have any software or nothing to write to maintain their equipment or nothing, so I'm putting all these software programs together. He walks in and said, Thurman, could I drink my coffee with you while you're working on the computer? I said, sure, Larry, come on in, sit down. He's sitting there drinking his coffee. He said, by the way, he said, where do you go to church? I said, I go to the First Baptist Church in Justin. He said, what do you think about these preachers like so-and-so that got caught up with these women a few years ago? And I said, he's a man. He made a mistake. But I said, God forgave him because he asked God to forgive him on national television. He said, what do you think about another preacher here that got caught up with all this money and everything, and he bought all these yachts and houses and all that stuff? I said, again, he got a great, big, powerful ministry. I said, he got a little greedy. He went overboard. But I said, God's big enough to take care of his children. He said, don't you think those guys just want all that money so they can just do great things for themselves? I said, no, Larry. I said, the ministry costs money to run. It costs lots of money to run a ministry. I said, and God demands that we give 10% of everything we make into his kingdom. I said, but if we listen to the wrong voice, the devil will say, don't you dare go down there to that church. Because you go down to that church, all that preacher wants is your money. And I said, and so you don't want to take your hard-earned money that you make and give it to no preacher because he don't do nothing anyway. He only works about 4 hours a day. You know, he don't have to do nothing hard. He wears a suit and tie all the time. He don't ever get dirty. See, you ain't never been a pastor. You know, if you don't know better than that, you ain't never been in the ministry. If you're a pastor and you ain't working 12 or 14 hours a day, there's something missing. I mean, you know, I guess if we'd work, I guess we could work 24/7, I guess. I finally got to work at 11 o'clock at night. I had to disconnect my telephone because my phone rings all night long. I got to where I couldn't get any sleep. So anyway, I said, now, if you listen to that voice if you listen to that voice, that devil will blind your mind to a free gift that's been given to you, and one day you'll close your eyes in death prematurely. And I said, you'll open your eyes in a place of torment, in hell, in a lake of fire. And the devil will say, you fool. I deceived you. The free gift of salvation was paid. And now then I deceived you all those years. Now you're going to spend eternity in a godless hell in a lake of fire with me. And he jumped up and nearly spilled his cup of coffee. He said, I've heard that voice. He said, that devil ain't going to get me. I said, he's going to get you if you don't change your ways. He said, what do I need to do? I said, you need to go down this morning and stop by maybe Walmart or somewhere and get you a Bible and start in the book of Matthew and start reading it. And I said, as you have questions, call me and I'll be happy to tell you what it's saying if you don't understand it. And I said, then you'll come to know Jesus. You'll find him in the pages of the Word of God. About 3 weeks later, I had the privilege to lead that man to Jesus. I got him saved. Now, here is a man that every other word out of his mouth is a word of profanity. Here's a man that's been down on his back for 30 years. Here's a man that's already had surgery on one arm. And the arm has finally healed, but the other one's got the same problem. And he's not going to have surgery on it because it hurts so bad, he was not going to go through that pain and torment again. Once I got him saved, all of his profanity went away. He totally became a different person. He became a possessor of eternal life. He really got something from the King. And then a few weeks later, I found out he had the problem with his arm. And I told him, I said, you know, Larry, you're a son of God now. You don't have to be sick anymore. He said, what do you mean? I said, Jesus is a healer. He said, Thurman, I went to church till I was 10 years old, but he said it was a Catholic church, and I never heard anybody talk about Jesus being a healer. I said, well, what a shame. But I said, he is. It's in this book. I said, in fact, tonight I want you to go home and read just one promise 12 times that God made us in his word as his children. And that's Matthew 18:19. I said, go read the prayer of agreement 12 times and come in the morning and tell me what that says. Next morning he came and said, Thurman, Matthew 18:19, he says, again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything, it will be done for you. And I said, that's what he means. I mean, agree, two of us, two people on earth agree about anything. If both of you are walking in obedience to God's word, what will he do? Anything. What is it we don't understand about anything? So I prayed the prayer of faith for him. I laid hands on him. I said, now move your arm. He tried to, and he said, it still hurts just like it always did. I said, it's not going to be a miracle healing. See, there's two ways God does things. One is like he did for that lady in here the other day, Friday, when Wendell prayed over this little lady back here, when he healed her eye right there. That's a miracle healing. I said, but it's going to be a normal healing. I said, now, you've had this problem for many years, right? He said, right. I said, go and begin to praise the Lord and thank him for the healing of your arm. In about 2 weeks, the guy comes screaming into my office, hands raised. I said, when did it happen? He said, I don't even know. He said, I was out there this morning putting a hydraulic pump on a truck, and I realized I had both hands over my head and there's no pain. So he said, I caught up and said, I can't do this. And he said, it don't hurt at all. I said, isn't God wonderful? He healed the arm. Then about 6 months later, he's down in the hospital with his back. And I went up to see. There he is in traction, all spread out. And I said, what's wrong, Larry? He said, oh, Thurman, I've had trouble in my back for the last 30 years. He said, the doctor tell me I've got all these degenerated discs in here now, and I'm going to have surgery. They've already checked it. I'm going to be in here for quite a while. I'm going to be 3 or 4 months before I can come back to work at all as they fuse these things together in my back. He said, my back will be stiff. I said, but Larry, you don't have to be like that. He said, what do you mean? I said, you can either believe their report or Jesus' report. I said, Jesus said in Mark chapter 16, verse 18, these signs shall follow those that believe. In the name of Jesus, we shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. How hard did he make it? Isn't it so easy? I said, now, would you like to get your back healed, or you want to go through that surgery? Well, he said, Thurman, that Matthew 18:19 sure did work good on my arm. He said, if Jesus made that promise, he said, I know it'll work good on my back. Now, see, this man's been out of church all of his life. I've just led him to Jesus, so I don't have to cross-train him. He don't know nothing except what God's Word says. He's easy. If Matthew 18:19, if it said it, he got saved reading that book. So if Jesus said anything, he believed it, brother. And when we prayed, the Lord healed his arm. Now then, he's ready to be healed of his back, right? So I just said, okay, it's done. I reached over and said, be healed in the name of Jesus. Behalf of Mark chapter 16, verse 18. I said, Larry, it's a done deal. And I said, now then, it's about 8 o'clock at night. I said, now then, in the morning, I said, just go ahead and sleep tonight. Get a good night's rest. I said, in the morning, get up, take them things off of you, put your clothes on, and go home. Show God you mean business. So the next morning, he woke up, no pain. Told his wife, I said, take them things off of me so I can get out of this bed. She said, but honey, the doctor said, he said, I don't care what the doctor said. I'm going to believe what Jesus and Thurman said because he brought the word in here. So he said, a word saved me. It healed my arm, so it's going to heal my back. So she unplugged those things, took them off. He got up, put his clothes on. The doctor came and said, Larry, what are you doing? He said, Jesus has healed me. I'm going to the house. He said, you can't be going. Yeah, we just did all those x-rays yesterday. You got all those degenerated discs in your back. Said, we just put you up, stretched you out. They're just comfortable. And said, you don't have no pain. But said, you ain't going to get out this door until your back's going to fall apart again. He said, no, I'm telling you, Doc, I'm healed. Jesus does good work. He said, no, we ain't going to let you go home. He said, no, I'm going home. I'm going. Look, look. He said, look, I feel great. He said, nothing wrong with me. He said, no, sir, you ain't going home until we take you in there. Your disc is kind of stretched out, and they're back in place, but they're the same. So we're going to take you back and re-x-ray you to confirm to you your back is no better today than it was yesterday. Well, he said, okay, but he said, I'm telling you, Jesus has healed me. Now, where is the power of healing? In your mouth, and it's coming out of your heart because he read it in God's Word. They kept him there for 2 or 3 or 4 hours, checked him, x-rayed him, did everything. When they got through, the doctor said, I don't understand this. I don't know what happened, but there's not one single thing wrong with your back. And so he went home, and that guy is now many years later. He works. He's still working as a truck mechanic. He's built him a home since then. He's cleared a piece of land to build him a home. He's moved logs and trees and all kinds of stuff. And he said, oh, thank God, Thurman, that I met you and Jesus. Now then, now, what should every Christian on this earth be doing? The same thing I'm doing. Every one of us should be doing the same thing. I mean, am I some kind of special in God's kingdom? No, sir. Not at all, Benjamin. What's the difference between me and most Christians? I just believe the Word. I just believe God. I mean, after all, if God said it, I mean, I ought to at least believe it, right, young lady? Now then, if God said it and I believe it, guess what he'll do to a little 3-year-old with a brain stem severed if you just say, but God says, right here, he said, guess what he'll do to that brain stem?
We'll have to stop the teaching right there today, but we will take up right there tomorrow. We hope you will join us again tomorrow for the continuation of the teaching on the believer's authority. Now, if you'd like to have this teaching in its entirety, we would be happy to send it to you free and postpaid if you will call this phone number, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or if you'll contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. We'll be happy to send you these teachings free and postpaid. I hope you've enjoyed and will continue to enjoy the teachings on the Believer's Authority. Remember, they're free and postpaid to those that call.